Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Karazin from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with another question of the week. And this one is all about confidence. Now, at first blush, when I read you what I'm about to read you, you're going to say, what does confidence have to do with that? It has everything to do with it. Let me give you an example. Take it away, Crystalline. Hey, Chris, I'd like to hear your opinion on my current situation. I'm a 21-year-old female in her final year in school. I'm studying medicine, and the majority of my classmates are other girls. I have spent a lot of time studying throughout my schooling, although I went to a good amount of parties when my work was not so demanding. I have not been in a relationship in 3 years. A few bogus dates and guys messaging me that I'm attractive, but no one interested in, I guess, going further. After I graduate, the only place I could meet someone is probably work. When people joke about the person I'll marry, part of me says, ha, like that will happen. Maybe I'm just moping, but I'd still like to hear what you have to say. Thank you, AM. Okay. First things first, AM. You need an attitude adjustment. You are putting out energy. Like, you don't even realize it. And it didn't really dawn on me until later in life how much what you put out, people are able to receive and interpret on a subconscious level that they don't even understand. So there's a definite energy that you put out, whether it's negative or positive. And what I'm hearing is an attitude of being defeated, that you're not going to be able to find that person, that you're not, and not only that, you're not only putting out that kind of energy, but you're also giving yourself a lot of negative self-talk. You're saying to yourself, I'm never going to find that guy. I'm never going to find, you know, who I'm meant to be with. Now, I want to relieve your concerns that for every foot there is a shoe, honey. In my old age of 42, I will have to tell you that there is somebody for everybody. You know, you just have to put yourself out there. Now, you are going to be a med. Obviously, you're going to school for medicine. I'm assuming that you're going to school to be a doctor. Girl, are you kidding me? You are going to be, when you do your residency, you're going to be around like all these men. It's, you know, there's still, I think it's 50-50 in the medical field. There's a lot of women doctors. Yay for that. Go woman power. But there's also still a lot of men, and they keep the same hours as you. And you can get, don't you want Grey's Anatomy? Girl, watch some Grey's Anatomy and see how much romance they got going on over there. I mean, some people getting busy. I don't know how they even get to the patients. They got so much drama and sexual energy going on there. I don't even know. Okay, so moving on, I think that instead of looking at your residency or when you graduate, whatever medical thing that you're doing, instead of looking at it as, oh, this is the only way I'm going to meet somebody is at work, you should be like, yes! I mean, you're at the perfect place to meet a quality man who is going to be on your level. I mean, the great thing about it is that there are going to be all races of men who are going to be available, and most of them will be single because you guys are all kind of starting at the same level. So this is really good for you. Now, what you are going to have to do is you're going to have to work on feeling yourself a little bit. Like, and that takes a lot. I mean, it took me to get into my 40s to really just feel comfortable with myself. And what changed? What made me feel comfortable about myself? I finally realized that instead of trying to look like Beyonce or Gabrielle Union or Alicia Keys. I was just gonna be the best looking me I could be. I was going to find the best clothes that complimented me the best, the best makeup that complimented me. I was going to make sure that my body was in shape and that what I put into my body was going to be optimal for me being the best me. And once I just embraced and realized that I'm pretty kick-ass, my confidence grew. And you're still young. You're still not sure of yourself. You're still not sure where you are in society. So it's going to take time, but I think that you can speed up the process. I don't want you have to get into your late 30s and 40s to finally feel like you can be yourself and be okay with yourself. I want you to start now. If you start now, you will be so ahead of me from where I was at 22. So that's what I want you to do. I also want you to look into the Get the Guy video series by Matthew Hussey. I have talked about him several times. God, I wish to God that he was around when I was dating, because he really gives you practical advice about, you know, how to talk to guys, how to flirt, how to just feel like you can just go out into the middle of the dance floor and just dance and enjoy yourself. How to, you know, what to say, what to text. I mean, he gives you step by step by step. And I'm so excited because later on this month, I'm going to be at his retreat down at Lowe's Coronado. I think there's still time if you guys want to join me. I think there's still time if you want to sign up for his retreat and meet me down there. He did reserve 10 spots for anyone who was interested from Beyond Black and White, even though it's shut down. He has he loves us. Matthew loves us, and he's going to try to make that happen. But if you can't make it to the retreat, definitely download the series. I will put the link at the bottom in the comment section. I want you to click on it. I want you to at least hear what he has to say. Conversely, if you want to check out his Get the Guy book. It was a bestseller, and there's a reason for it, because he doesn't just talk about things in sort of the metaphorical big picture. He actually gives you specifics, and I can appreciate that, because that's what you want to know. You want to know what to say, when to say it, how to say it. Okay, so if you guys have a question for me, or if you want to get in touch with me about the retreat happening later on this month. It actually starts on August 29th and goes to September 3rd, and it's at the beautiful Lowe's Coronado Resort. Yes, I said resort, in San Diego. Again, 10 spots for Beyond Black and White folks. If you want to join me, I'll be there. Anyway, you guys can reach out to me at Crystallyn, CHRISTELYN, at beyondblackwhite.com. Toodles. We should all give